Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Muscadet man lost his life in a motorcycle versus tractor crash Tuesday night. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grand County Sheriff's Office took a report of the crash on Highway 133 near Taylor Road in the town of Muscadet. When deputies arrived, they learned Matthew Griffith, 37 of Muscadet, was eastbound on Highway 133 operating his motorcycle. At the same time, Brian Perkins, 52 of rural Richland Center, was also eastbound on 133 operating a tractor, pulling a large planter, traveling in front of Griffith. The investigation determined that Griffith collided with the rear of the planter on Highway 133 near Taylor Road. Muscadet Fire and EMS were paged to the scene, but due to his injuries, Matthew Griffith was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office. Perkins was uninjured. It was determined that lighting on the tractor and planter were illuminated and working correctly at the time of the crash. Griffith was not wearing a helmet, and speed is also believed to be a contributing factor. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Muscadet Police Department, Grant County Coroner's Office, Muscadet Fire Department, and Muscadet EMS. Hormel Foods Corporation is recalling approximately 256,185 pounds of canned beef stew product that may be contaminated with foreign material, specifically wood, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced. The canned beef stew item was produced on February 4th. The product subject is to recall is 20-ounce metal cans containing Dinty Moore beef stew with Best Buy February 2028 and lot code T02045 printed on the can. The lot code may have an additional number at the end. The product subject to recall bears establishment number EST199G printed on the can. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. The problem was discovered after the establishment notified FSIS that they had received three consumer complaints reporting pieces of wood in the beef stew product. There have been no confirmed reports of injury due to consumption of this product. Anyone concerned about an injury should contact a healthcare provider. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Senators Amy Klobuchar and Peter Welch to introduce the SMART Act, Strengthening Medicare and Reducing Taxpayer Prices Act. The legislation would expand the number of drugs that Medicare can negotiate lower drug prices for, reduce federal spending, and give the Department of Health and Human Services stronger tools to negotiate lower drug prices in Medicare Part B and Part D. According to preliminary estimates from a model by West Health and Verton Research, if the Smart Prices Act was enacted in 2026, it would save 33% more by 2030 than current law. It would also allow Medicare to begin negotiations earlier and bring down the price of more expensive drugs. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says President Trump's tariff and trade policies are chaotic and harmful. The Wisconsin Democrat cited an example during a tour of Peck Family Farms in Chippewa Falls Wednesday, noting that the president said he was going to impose a 50% tariff on the European Union only to back off days later and defer them by more than a month. Baldwin said the authority to implement trade policy lies with Congress, not the executive. She said it's her impression that Trump is talking about handshake agreements. Baldwin said Trump's chaotic trade war with China, Mexico, and Canada, the nation's three largest trade partners, makes it harder for Wisconsin farmers and producers to plan for the future. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says the House passed Big Beautiful Bill budget reconciliation contains unacceptable spending, and he'll continue to dig his heels in to oppose it. During an appearance at the Milwaukee Press Club Wednesday, the Wisconsin Republican said he'll put pressure on House and Senate leadership and President Trump to get serious about reducing spending because you don't defeat the deep state by continuing to fund it at President Biden's levels. Johnson said he doesn't talk about cuts, but about returning to reasonable pre-pandemic levels of baseline spending using the same expenditures that Presidents Clinton, Obama, and Trump in his first term laid out. He said that's just returning to a reasonable spending level. Johnson and fellow Republicans Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are opposed to the House bill, and Johnson said he believes more Republican senators are opposed as well. It's the third day of the nurses' strike at Meritor Hospital, and today hospital leaders will meet with union reps in an attempt to strike a deal. WKOW reported they've had more than 20 bargaining sessions so far this year. Meritor staff say they've stayed very busy, and their hundreds of traveling nurses have provided top-notch care to patients. Nurses in the union say they're not satisfied with safety staffing and pay accommodations. Congressman Mark Pocan and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joined the picket line yesterday, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. The strike is set to last through the weekend. It's the first time the Service Employees International Union of Wisconsin has called a strike for any workers in any sectors. A mediator will be part of today's bargaining session. Meritor released a statement saying, "During the duration of this strike, the rhetoric may lead the general public to think that we have major issues. But the reality is that while there are always improvements to make, we are running an award-winning hospital. We remain willing to work with our team members to make improvements in areas where they have voiced." The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa nearly 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date, but they are currently inspecting the bridge. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service. Otherwise, the closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. The Department of Natural Resources asked anglers to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. The Wisconsin law requires draining live wells, motors, and containers before leaving a boat launch or fishing spot to prevent transport of diseases and invasive species from one water body to the next. The DNR says you can help by inspecting all fishing equipment for attached aquatic plants, animals, or mud. If anything is attached, to make sure you remove it before heading to a new body of water. You should also dispose of unwanted bait in the trash and never move live fish away from a water body. More information is available on the DNR's website. Madison police say a 6-year-old accidentally shot himself. The child is in serious condition from the Monday incident at Harmony Apartments on the city's east side. Madison police say the boy allegedly got hold of a holstered but unsecured handgun and shot himself in the head. Police arrested the boy's caregiver, who was also the gun owner, on recklessly endangering safety, felony neglect, and negligent handling of a weapon charges. Harmony Apartments, the site of two gun deaths in 2023, was declared a nuisance property before new owners took over the complex. The Iowa County Communications Department reports responding to a call Wednesday night around 5:15. Responders were sent to an overturned semi-crash on State Highway 80 near Aid Road in the township of Pulaski. The Highland Fire Department, Highland EMS, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, Alliant Energy, and the Department of Natural Resources responded to the scene. The driver was transported to a local hospital by ambulance.